All right, so this is part two of patterns. I was talking about how people have a pattern, right? And what they're doing today, let's say somebody curses you out today, they've already cursed somebody else out yesterday or last week or last year. It's a pattern in their life. And so if you hang around somebody long enough, you'll start to see their patterns. And so those patterns didn't come out of nowhere. Those are patterns that they created over the years. Let's say somebody's drinking. That pattern didn't start today. It started over the years. There's certain patterns. Let's say they always blame you for their stuff and project onto you their stuff because that's a pattern that they can't stop. They don't even know they're in the pattern. And so when you cut these kind of people off, you know, they have another pattern. They don't want to be cut off. You know, you can call it narcissism or whatever you want to call it. I call it the Jezebel spirit. But they want to be in control, and they don't want to be abandoned. They don't want to be left. That's why they have addictions, because they don't know how to function in life alone. So they always have to cling on to somebody else because they have no really self-identity. Back to patterns. So these patterns, if you pay attention to the patterns in life, you'll start to see that everything is a pattern. And everything has to be a pattern because it's pattern. God is making copies of Jesus, so everything is a pattern. And so when you take the lead and you don't follow and you start to set the pace, like in running, they have the pace setter, right? You start to set a pace, other people have to follow. Like when I started Free Energy, other people followed. When I started talking about walking in the Spirit, other people followed. This is on YouTube. When I started the decode pattern, people followed. And so the etymology, people followed. There's always going to be people who follow because you start the pattern, God reveals it to you, or you pray and you receive stuff from above, and you start a pattern and people follow. They have to, because you're bringing it down from the 5D into 3D. You become a portal. And so what you receive from above, you start to speak it out and they have to follow. It's not a maybe, it's absolute. And so when you step into this spirit walk and you cut off the noise, you cut off the TV, you cut off the music, you're hearing from above. And so people have to follow and they have to persecute because the flesh always persecutes the spirit. And so the born again people, they're being slowed down because you yoke up with the 3D creatures. And so the 5D creatures get hindered because you yoked up with the 3D. That's why he says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And because it's slowing you down. They're in a low vibration frequency of the world, the flesh, and the prior life. And you're in the spirit walk and you don't care about this place. You just care about souls and winning souls. And they don't care about souls. They'll actually tell you, I don't care about souls. I don't care about the church. I don't care about winning souls. It's all about me. They'll say, I hate people. And you better take notes when you're around these people because they'll change reality. They'll say it. You take notes. A year later, 6 months later, 30 days later, a week later, a day later, they'll try to change reality and say, I didn't say that. Well, I took the notes. Here it is on black and white. Why would you say something that crazy? Because you're an agent of Satan. You're an agent of Satan. And you know your calling is to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I'll steal, kill, and destroy. So my point is, you better start taking notes. You better start looking at patterns because patterns reveal everything. And what they did today, they've already done before. What they're doing today, they've done before. People don't just do stuff unless they start a new pattern intentionally or they get around people that teach them new patterns. But usually the old bloodline has such a stronghold on people and the culture that most people never create a new pattern. They can't do it. And a lot of times if you create a new pattern, you'll be debt free. You'll just rise above the whole system and everybody's looking at you. How'd you do that? What do you mean? I just created a new pattern and I followed through with it. And they're like, oh, what does that mean? They don't even know what it means. So when you're talking to the average 3D creature, the reptilian flesh mind, they don't even hear what the spirit mind is saying because you're outside of it looking in. So if you're born again, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Jesus is outside of time. God is outside of time. Christ in you is outside of time. And you can look at your life from the outside in, call it your future self or whatever you want to call it. You can look at yourself from the outside in, and you can look at other people's, and you can actually see the future before it appears, because it's already happened to other people. And the mindset that a person is in, they get stuck in that groove and they'll never escape it. And as long as you yoke up with these 3D low vibration creatures, you won't keep growing. And my desire, and if you're saved, your desire should be too, to keep growing spiritually. Set your affections above, not below. And these creatures who have set their affections below, they want to drag you down with them. And if you let them drag you down with them, you'll never rise up. You'll never get free. They're slaves. They're slaves to the flesh. They're slaves to their own mind. They're slaves to their own ideas. They're slaves to the world. They're slaves to image and outward show and people pleasing. They're slaves to their own self. And so the Pharaoh, when Israel's trying to leave the slavery of the Pharaoh, God sent judgment on this person. Let my people go. But they keep resisting it. Their pride, their manipulation, their witchcraft, their sorcery, their convoluted way of thinking to try to trap you and keep you in a box or in bondage or whatever. And so I promise you, what I'm telling you is, there's another world. There's another world. But most people cannot be introspective. Most people can't see the unseen. And when they look at an object, all they see is an object. They don't see the object lessons behind an object. And so when you step into that other realm, if you want to call it that, which you already, if you're saved, you're already in that realm. It's just a matter of opening your eyes. Somebody sent me a text the other day, and she's got this model of a temple. And so everything in the temple, the sink, the altar, the curtains, the rings, the bread, the table, all those objects have deeper meaning. And so that temple points to a deeper meaning. So also, if that's true in the Old Testament about the temple, and it's so that temple pointed to your body, so your body has a deeper meaning. And even in your own house, everything in your house has a deeper meaning. So the deeper meaning is called types and shadows. And so those types and shadows are actually happening all the time. 24/7, 7 days a week, all the time. They're right in front of you. If you can't see it, it's happening in your life, in your body, what kind of shoes you wear, the way you talk, the way you hold your head, what kind of clothes you wear, the way, you know, what you worship actually starts to appear in the human body. Because the body's a clay. Look, if God talks about taking the clay and throwing it down on the potter's wheel, right? And he shapes the clay. So the spirit realm shapes your clay vessel. And so what's going on in your heart shapes your vessel. Because the heart is spirit, the mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So your mind is spirit, your heart is spirit. So it's starting to appear as the cycles turn, the clay pot starts to shape to what it really is. Let me say it again. So the mind of the potter and the mind of the pot who is submissive to the potter starts to reveal the vessel as the cycles of life turn. And so as the pot starts to reveal itself to what it really is, because it's submitted to the potter, then you start to see it. And so the demonic evil people, as the cycles to turn, they submitted themselves to the devil's lies and the devil's spirit, and they start to reveal what they are. It appears in the clay vessel. And so that's why out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when they open their mouth, they don't even know they're revealing what kind of vessel they are. A demonic vessel or a set apart holy vessel. They don't even know they're doing it. And I'm hoping that you can pick up what I'm dropping off. If you can, it'll change your life.